Why did Nadia Boulanger turn away from composing and devote her life to teaching? Let's listen to her talk about that. The voice of Nadia Boulanger. She starts by saying she has no talent as a composer.
Because I have no talent as a composer. I wrote only what I call useless music. Not bad. It was well written, it's clean, but it represents nothing. And when I realized that myself, I said, well, perhaps it's pride, but I don't want to produce this kind of music. And I gave up because I was unable. That was the giving up of composition. But then the choice of teaching was that when you are studying, you are first the one who knows nothing, then the one who knows a little bit. And when you know a little bit more, you have always somebody to whom to transmit it. And that is the beginning of teaching. When you teach really, for me it is a great work, very difficult, very doubtful, because I do my best. I dream that I will understand the pupils. You cannot be a teacher if you have not a need of comprehension, the need of understanding, the love for the personality of the other. He is a human being, and you can help him in one way or another. And that is, in you, a fascination. It makes it for me a great event. He has understood.
Now we'll turn to the music of some of Nadia Boulanger's women students. Marcel de Manzialé was a French composer, but was born in Kharkov, Russia, in 1900. She lived in Paris, where she studied with Boulanger. Her orchestral, vocal, and chamber music works have been performed throughout the world. We'll hear her Trilogue for violin, cello, and piano, performed by the commissioning group, the Western Arts Trio.